On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. One exceptional American at a time. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to make sure that you know what our phone call line is. Our call in line. It's kind of an interesting little number. But 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK is the number. And that's 867-8255, 215-867-8255. You can call in. And also the listen line, for those of you who want to listen in on your phones, is 605-313-0599. 0599. 605-313-0599. Okay, so we covered the New Jersey governor, Phil, the Nazi. Put a little Nazi right on him. Thinking that he's going to do the best for the best interest of all humanity. That's Phil. Anyway, Phil. Remember Beverly Hills Cops, the scene with Eddie Murphy. Phil, you changed. This is the scene in the bar when the guy walks in and it's a hot day out. It's like 110 degrees and he walks in with a big trench coat and he's got a gun. He's going to rob everybody in the bar, right? Yeah. Phil, you've changed. Because, you know, Phil beats down Murphy. I don't know, just a little flash in the past of the old story about Eddie Murphy. Remember that movie? I love that movie. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, actually. But you know how it is. It was all about rich folks getting richer off of drugs and cocaine and smuggling and everything back in the day. And they talked about that when Hollywood. And by the way, of course, Hollywood going to protest Gil Garcetti? Man, we got so much to cover with Gil Garcetti and his good buddy, of course. Could you imagine if Gil Garcetti and Gavin Newsom ran on the same presidential ticket? Man, we'd have Hitlerian stuff going on all over this country, guaranteed. Gil Garcetti's imposed some strict rules, and people are getting a little testy in Los Angeles. I think it's going to be Los Angeles, the next big flashpoint. Michigan, the Michiganders go after it and go after their good governor. I wouldn't say she's a good governor, but the governor there. And anyway, you can call in. 215-TOP-TALK is the number, 215-TOP-TALK, 867-8255. I know we have some Michiganders that do listen to what's going on out there. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff happening. And here we go. This is what happened. This is what we have going on right now. Talk about the protest, right? I guess we've got something that popped up in Fox News about protest. It says, protest erupted in several states against coronavirus mitigation measures. Yeah, but it is. It's true. And we need to do the protest. And it looks like we're either going to protest and throw this whole thing off, or it's just going to take us over, right? Well, I don't think the president's going to let that happen. I think he's got the big announcement today. This is the 16th. This is one of these big days for big announcements. But I don't want you to, you know, forget about what happened yesterday on the 15th, which I think is the biggest announcements of them all, is that basically, and again, for New California, this is just ripe for the pickings. The president says he's in charge, and he is. You know, he's the one who signed the emergency proclamations, and he's the one who has the responsibility. He is the one, not the governors. And the governors of the 50 states, you know, this is always the norm. And I don't think people quite understand this. We understand it, and we've been pitching it like crazy, obviously, in New California. Now, what is it that I'm talking about that's so important to understand about this? Well, the deal is that the president of the United States, the president of the United States is the man who makes the call on all these things. I got a caller here. Let's see if we get this to answer. Yes, you're on Agenda 21 Radio. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Stephen. Yeah, can you hear me?
Go ahead. New Jersey.
Yeah, you got a little echo going on. Yeah, New Jersey of all states.
No, we love you in New
Jersey. Yeah, I just wanted...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little info what's going on over here. I was watching the news last night on Channel 6, which is an ABC affiliate in Philadelphia. And they were broadcasting what was going on in Michigan. And all they said was a couple hundred protesters came into the Capitol and was protesting, what the governor was doing. They wanted the governor to be removed. They did not mention the amount of cars.
No.
Which is probably 90% of the amount of protesters that boggled up the entire city.
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting, you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, that's what they bottled up the, and this is the tactic that you use. I know a lot of truckers have talked to us about, because we do the New California thing, and we're not into binding it up like that yet. A lot of truckers have talked to us and said, you just tell us what to do, and we'll jam up Sacramento for weeks.
Right.
Because you've got the confluence of three major freeways there. But go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, Paul, I've been listening to your show probably for well over 5 years. Big time fan. Your show's called Agenda 21. A lot of new listeners do not even understand what Agenda 21 is.
Right.
I wish that every time one of our freedoms is taken, you can correlate what's in Agenda 21 and how that is apparently what they're doing. Because really, everything that's going on right now, taking away our ability to go to church, taking away our ability to talk to people in the streets, these are all definitely a part of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, but it's Agenda 21's objective.
Right.
You know, using climate change, sit there and say where in the actually have a portion of each show say this is Agenda 21, the first three paragraphs, and let's go over what they're doing and explain it, because if people understand Agenda 21, they'll understand everything.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be afraid about doing something like that. It takes a lot of time, of course, to get that across to people and to learn it and learn it and learn it. And because, you know, they write these things in such a way to be difficult, obviously. for the reader to understand. And I'm telling you that from an educator standpoint, you know, because I am an educator and have been for a long time, for 40, well, I was 41 years in the system. But these writings by these folks are deliberately done that way so that you don't understand what is really going on. It's a deceptive writing.
Yeah, well, the New American explains it real well.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of places out there that have caught on. You know, it used to be, now what you're talking about, people are catching on to it, what the Agenda 21 is about. But it used to be when we first started talking about Agenda 21, we would do exactly what you're saying all the time. That was basically a lot of the show content in the early days about 9 years ago. And then we'd throw in the stories as they relate to Agenda 21. Now, almost everything that's out there in the storyline is Agenda 21 driven and coming from those from those documents. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I want to ask you a quick question because we have to run for time right now. Where are all the funerals going on? Have you heard of a funeral in New Jersey yet about the coronavirus?
Yeah. Do you know how they stop you? What they do is you can't gather at a funeral.
Ah.
So you won't see a funeral. It's simple. It's done via either Skype or whatever, and they basically will bury you. You cannot go to the graveyard. You cannot be in a group.
We got to run, bud. So thanks a lot. We'll be talking.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye, 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 aye.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Gil Garcetti, L.A. mayor, he wants to go to 2022, apparently. lock down. It's something like that. He wants to... I don't think it's going to happen. He wants to lock down L.A. until 2022. Now, I don't know about you, but I think if I was in L.A., I'd be a little bit concerned about that. But let's take a look at what they're doing in Michigan right now.
So-called civil disobedience increasing at the same time that Harvard researchers say social distancing in these lockdowns, some of them, may have to remain in place until 2022. So let's debate that with Democratic strategist Dave Brown and Trump 2020 senior legal advisor Jenna Ellis. Good to have you both with us.
Great to see you, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Okay, so let's go straight to Michigan, where the governor has been generating a lot of heat, a lot of those protests you saw in Lansing today. The governor says they may be counterproductive. Here's her take.
We know that this rally endangered people. This kind of activity will put more people at risk. And sadly, it could prolong the amount of time we have to be in this posture. I just ask you to do your part.
All right, Jenna, she says you may have to stay home longer because of protests like these.
Well, I hope that the Michigan governor and the Democratic governors, especially around the country, are prepared to do their part in recognizing that Americans value and cherish liberty and freedom. It's ingrained in who we are as Americans. And there's not just one simple equation here. And just because the government may have some authority to impose some reasonable restrictions when they advance a compelling state interest, the public welfare doctrine and public safety doesn't give them the unlimited power and unrestricted power to continue this for so long and to minimize absolutely every risk. Americans are reasonable and are responsible. And at some point, the government in each state is going to have to recognize that we have the right to our freedom and liberty and that we have the right to make decisions for ourselves, recognizing that there are some recommendations, but that we have the inherent risk, just like we have a risk when we go out and do any sort of activity. But we also have a right to pursue happiness. We also have a right to participate in the economy. We have a right to these liberty and freedoms that we so value and cherish. And so that's why it's a much more complex posture here than simply saying that the government has an obligation to shut down and minimize every single risk when clearly the Michigan governor and others are overstepping here.
I do not envy our governors right now because they do have to make incredibly difficult decisions. And every state is so different. Some of them are so large. They have microcosms within them about, you know, areas that are doing well and areas that aren't doing well. I want to read something from Kevin Farmer. This is a guy who climbed, we're told, to the top of the state house with a bullhorn to lead protesters in a series of chants in Cincinnati. He said this: some say that we're actually causing havoc or putting lives in danger right now, but actually they're putting my livelihood in danger, and others because we're laid off during this pandemic. Dave, how do you find the balance?
It's a hard balance, Shannon. We're facing an invisible enemy that is at war with our country.
An invisible enemy.
It is an enemy that will only be defeated if we can successfully flatten the curve, and that's
a bunch of crap. This guy is a one world globalist hack from Harvard, David Brown. Well, he's a Democratic strategist. What a bunch of crap. Listen, what they're doing is they're taking a virus, and by the way, viruses, we live in a soup of viruses. The atmosphere has viruses all over the place. It does. They're so small. And some of them are really, really virulent. That means they're dangerous. Right? Like, but 99.99999% are not. But what they're doing is they're going to take that 0.001% of all viruses, which there are only a few, and they're going to pick out any virus and go, oh, it's dangerous, and let's wipe it out. Now, come on. Something so small. You could take a pencil as the virus and the globe of the Earth as the cell. That's the size they're looking at. That's how small is here.
Okay. Now, we're going to focus in on stamping it out. Now, this guy is a strategist. He's not a biologist. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. Not at all. Again, one of these pseudoscientists at hand.
That's what all of these measures, as draconian as they feel, and by the way, I've been at home for the past month and a half, too. I get it. These measures, they're draconian, but they're necessary because they are saving lives. And the sooner we were able to...
No, they're not. You know, poverty and being out of a job can cost a lot of people lives. You know, you hear that terminology, but it's true. So a Democratic strategist hack is who that's the best they can come up with here. Somebody who's talking about explaining how we should be taking your rights away. It's a slippery slope, guys. We're on the slope. Are we going to stop it? That's the question. More protests in store? Yep. I'm seeing it coming. Just as sure as shooting, I'm seeing it coming. Now, you know what's kind of interesting in this day and age? We have the alternative media like us. And we can tell you what is going on and get through the pap, if you will, of a Phil Murphy or this Democratic strategist. Let's finish this off.
Flatten the curve, the quicker we get to go back to living a normal life. And
now, the good Democratic strategist, a.k.a. a biologist, right, telling you shortening the curve. Has he looked at the statistics? No. Does he know the statistics? No. What he does know are lies. That's what he does know. And that's what you're hearing him say.
Turning our economy back on. And let's be clear about this. People are sacrificing. There are a lot of people in this country, Shannon, who are hurting economically right now. They've lost their jobs. You've obviously seen the same unemployment numbers I have. The retail sector is tanking. Those numbers today were abysmal. So these are incredibly hard trade-offs. But we've seen the cost of inaction. We've seen the cost of indecision. The lack of a federal response in February, state governors having to assemble and scramble for a patchwork of solutions.
Well, wait a minute. It's the governor's responsibility to have solutions to begin with. Why didn't they have solutions? Because they've spent all the money. Like in California, there's no response to this virus. There was none. By the state, none. Texas, you know, Texas was right out there responding immediately. The president didn't have to worry about them. But California, which is codependent now, completely dependent on federal dollars, because they don't have their own dollars, they weren't responding. We talked about this. Where's the response from the state of California? There was none, clown. And just like New Jersey, none, because he doesn't have any money either. Oh, Phil, you've changed. And Mr. Cuomo and Sisolak and Pritzker and Brown, they're broke as a joke. Why? Because they've been extorting money too long. Too many taxes, too many regulations. The businesses have left. The whole nine yards is there. That's why they did not respond. They were not responding because they couldn't. Oh, but Paul, I thought they had a $21 billion reserve in California. Really? Well, you know, I saw the guy on The View, and they were all applauding. Everybody applauding the $21 billion reserve. Rainy day fund. Well, gee, why didn't he use it? But, you know, more importantly, we asked this question. Why wasn't he using it on the homeless people to take care of that problem? $21 billion would sure wipe out that problem. It would sure clean up the, you know, the feces and the urine on the streets of San Francisco, his hometown. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about
President
how much
Trump
of that quality sleep we get. I do all
of
my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Probably protests coming up pretty soon in California. I think there's going to be a lot of them, actually. I'm just saying. I think that's really what's going to happen. I think there's going to be a lot of them. I think, it's again, protest over the
Is aiming, of course, to reopen
the
country.
Here we go.
Starting on May 1st. But some states may get relief even earlier.
We'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st. And I think that that will be a very exciting time indeed. Governors are looking forward. They're chomping at the bit to get going.
Well, Ben Carson, Secretary of HUD, joins me now. He's also on the coronavirus task force. Dr. Carson, before we get into the when we could reopen, the California question, I'm going to stay on this because it's like, what is it, the seventh largest economy in the world? The entire state is basically at a standstill with the exception of a few essential businesses. And, you know, every loss of life precious, that's without saying that, it's obvious. But the numbers there are so staggeringly low compared to other high population centers. Thoughts?
Well, you know, we have two choices in a situation like this. We can say, let's just stay shuttered in place until there's no vestige of virus, there's no danger to anybody. And in the meantime, the economic infrastructure of the country is completely destroyed and more people die from poverty than they do of viruses. Or you can say, look, life is full of risk, but we learn how to deal with them. When you go outside the house, you know, you could be paralyzed by fear and say, there are cars going up and down the street. I dare not go on there. Or there's a river. or I better just sit on the shore and be terrified. Why not just walk down a little ways and go across the bridge? So what we have to do is we have to learn how to live with these risks. We learn how to deal with the virus. We learn how to distance ourselves socially. We learn appropriate hygiene. But, you know, we don't sit there and wait for the infrastructure of the country to be destroyed economically.
Yeah, well, the concern that a lot of us have about this immunity testing, not just, I mean, it's great to have this idea of immunity testing. It's not that simple. I know you guys have been looking at it because it's not foolproof. There are a lot of false negatives, false positives. And we don't know how long any immunity would even last. So doesn't that go back to your point that the more complex a reopening process of six stages, more complex that is, the more, you know, risk intensive it is in a way to the larger patient of the American people?
We've made tremendous progress with testing, and we will continue to make tremendous progress with it. There will come a time when we can test virtually everybody. We're not there yet, but we're moving up that slope very, very quickly, and we will get there. But we don't have to wait till we reach the top of that peak in order to, you know, start acting in a logical way. That's why we have these very sophisticated brains. Your brain has billions and billions of neurons, hundreds of billions of interconnections, can process more than 2 million bits of information in 1 second. Why don't we use that? We don't have to be paralyzed by fear. That's the thing that characterizes us as human beings.
Dr. Carson, really quickly, a lot of friends of mine who are in the medical profession say that women, like getting breast reconstruction after breast cancer surgery, are having to put that off because of this virus and what's happened to our supposedly non-essential surgeries. Can you speak to that very briefly?
Yes. Well, the president is very concerned about that particular issue. I think you're going to be hearing something about that in the next day or two, because there are many hospitals who have 30, 40, 50% of their beds unoccupied. You've got tremendous amount of talent, medical talent out there, just sitting around. And obviously, that impacts our economic forecast. So, yes, we're going to deal with that, along with lots of other things, gradually introducing mm-hmm. people back. Recognize there are 24% of the counties in this country have no virus problem at all.
Dr. Carson, so great to see you. I'm so glad you're on the task force.
We have brains. I got to listen. I'm going to try to find that little clip again and see if we can pick this up again.
Everybody, we're not there yet, but we're moving up that slope very, very quickly. And we'll get there. But we don't have to wait till we reach the top of that peak in order to, you know, start acting in a logical way. That's why we have these very sophisticated brains. Your brain.
That's why we have these very sophisticated brains. Now, listen, do you not know who Ben Carson really is? Doctor? That's a clue. He's one of the finest surgeons in the world, Ben Carson. He was running for president. I would have voted for him. I'm telling you, if it wasn't Trump, I probably would have been looking at Ben Carson. He's awesome. He's just an awesome dude. And, you know, he should be the Surgeon General. Listen, you want to go take a quick look, a clip. There's some clips, and I don't know where we don't have them, but early on when he had the Corona Task Force out there, and Fauci. When he was a doctor, right? A doctor of what? What is he a doctor of? Anyway, Ben Carson's standing behind him, and Ben Carson, it's all he can do to be in the same room with the lowlife. You can see it. It's completely disdain for him. But listen, we have brains. I love the statement. This is going to probably make it up on the hit parade for Agenda 21 Radio.
Has billions and billions of neurons, hundreds of billions of interconnections, can process more than 2 million bits of information in 1 second. Why don't we use that? We don't have to be paralyzed by fear. That's the thing that characterizes us as human beings.
Dr. Carson.
We have brains. Let's use them. It's a good. Okay, I listen, I'm going to take that one. Right, we're going to do something with that little sound clip, Ben Carson. And then there's, of course, Judge Napolitano. I'm not. This is not part of the script. The Ben Carson thing was part of our script. I'm going to see what Napolitano has to say. It says if we don't take back our freedoms, they may not come back. Well, now that's interesting that he's saying that. Right? That's interesting that he's saying. I could bite on it. I'm going to bite on this. So we're going to listen to this right now. Here we go.
Start looking at what's safe and unsafe and start getting people back to work.
Quarantine is for the sick, not for the healthy. It's time to open up.
We're going to take our liberties and we're going to keep them and we're going to fight for them.
Yep.
The order is the strictest in the nation with pushes back on family visits. Can't go to your own summer house. Can't use a jet ski. Can't use a motorboat. But can.
By the way. But this is from Michigan. This shows you how this Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer. Jawohl. The Nazi that she is. If you're coming to Michigan to vacation, you can go to your summer house. Or whatever. You can come into Michigan and vacation. You can freely move about Michigan and do that. But if you're a Michigander, you can't go to your cabin in the woods. Oh, no. You can't do that. But you want to come from out of state? Absolutely. Is there something wrong with that picture? Take it away. You're right. Okay, I'm going to bite on the Napolitano thing. I wasn't going to do it, but we'll come back and listen to him.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Thousands of protesters flood Michigan State's Capitol over the governor's stay-at-home order. Listen.
Instead of looking at essential and non-essential, let's start looking at what's safe and unsafe and start getting people back to work.
Quarantine is for the sick, not for the healthy. It's time to open up.
We're going to take our liberties and we're going to keep them and we're going to fight for them.
The order is the strictest in the nation with pushes back on family visits. Can't go to your own summer house. Can't use a jet ski. Can't use a motorboat, but can use a canoe. Let's bring in the host of Liberty File on Fox Nation, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, these restrictions are ridiculous, and thousands of people came out to protest. Does it surprise you?
It surprises me that it took them this long to come out, Brian. Good morning. It's always good to be on with you, even if we're so far apart from each other. This is a blatant violation of the Bill of Rights, a blatant violation of freedom of assembly, of your right to purchase a product that you decide is essential. If you go to a big box store in Michigan and you decide, instead of buying cereal, I want to buy grass seed, instead of buying paper towels, I want to buy a garden hose. You have violated the governor's executive order, and theoretically, because she's threatened to do this, she'll shut down the big box store because they sold you grass seed and a garden hose instead of cereal and paper towels. These are not decisions for the government to make. These are decisions for individuals to make. And the sooner we take our freedoms back, the less likely the government will be able to continue doing this. And if we don't take our freedoms back, they might not come back.
And it's really getting tough now because it wasn't the only place there were protests. But let me just see, let everybody hear what the governor said. Quote, we question some restrictions that Governor Whitmer has imposed as overstepping her authority. This is according to the protester. She has created a vague framework of emergency laws that only confuse Michigan citizens. As a result, will not have strict enforcement of these orders. So they're not going to comply. Guess where else they're protesting? They're protesting in Kentucky, Ohio, North Carolina, and Virginia. And as more and more states go online and get their rights back, that is going to fuel, I believe, other states to go, wait a second, this is getting ridiculous. You got 29 states without a big imprint from this virus. Don't you think that's where it's heading, Judge?
I do think that's where it's heading. You know, here in New Jersey, the governor boasted to Tucker Carlson last night, the Bill of Rights is above my pay grade. The Bill of Rights is above your pay grade. You took a solemn oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, which includes the Bill of Rights.
What is wrong with Napolitano? Doesn't he have it right? Come on, Judge. Judge, after all the ripping on Donald Trump, and all of a sudden you're coming out with this? Nice to hear, Judge. Nice to hear.
When these governors try to write law rather than enforce law that the legislature has written, they violate the federal constitution, they violate the state constitution, and in the case of Governor Murphy in New Jersey, who says the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade, that's the felony of misconduct in office.
Uh-oh, Murphy. Uh-oh. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? The judge is saying he committed a felony on TV. On TV, saying that.
It's an impeachable offense for a governor, either knowingly or negligently, to crush civil liberties as these governors have done.
Well, Gavin Newsom.
10 seconds. I feel bad for law enforcement. They have to enforce these ridiculous rules. Your thoughts?
Brian, I have spoken to cops. They hate what the governors are making them do. Most of the cops that I've spoken to, their hearts are with the people.
Gotcha, Judge.
Okay, listen, I want to speak to the law enforcement out there that listen to this radio show. You took an oath also. You took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and all that goes with it, including the Bill of Rights. Is it a felony for you? Are you violating your oath of office? And the answer is, it is against your oath of office if you enforce the laws that are illegal, unjust, and unconstitutional. that's just to you guys that are on the other team. And you will be subject. Trust me, there is a time coming for all of you Whitmers out there, for all of you Murphys out there, for all of you Gavin Newsoms out there, even both of you Gavin Twosome Newsoms. Your time is coming. Your days are numbered. And it'll be the Constitution of the United States that stands instead of you. That's the way it works. And for those of you that haven't been warned yet, I know Newsom's been warned. I know that Mike Huckabee warned him. Gee, the state with the largest percentage of non-COVID-19 infections and death rates, per, you know, 40 million people, and it's just a few hundred that have died, every one of those, the so-called few hundred. We are not sure about the deaths because we know, first of all, we don't know of any funeral homes that have been busy in this state. We've got thousands of funeral homes. We've had our people out. They've been calling. They've been researching. Where are the funerals anyway? Now, you heard the caller who called in the first part of the show of this hour said, oh, well, they have them by Skype. You can't gather to have a funeral. Really? If one of my relatives died there's a funeral, you can bet I'm going to be there. No governor is going to stop me from doing that. And, oh, by the way, if I go to the hospital and my children are going to have grandchildren, no one's going to stop me from going in there to see my daughter and my grandchild. No one. Because I have a right to do that. If I want to go buy a garden hose at one of the big... In fact, I'm going to go down there today and buy one. And I won't even wear my mask. How's that? Some people say I already wear a mask. I have a face for radio. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off,
they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things going on here. The protest fever is spreading. I can see it. I can see it out there. Anyway, we got a third hour left here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of other things, too. We're going to be out on the YouTube pretty soon and broadcasting on a daily basis. People will like that. And we got a bunch of stuff happening. Bunch of stuff happening for Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. That's the website, NewCaliforniaState.com or NCS51.com. You know, it's we got some things going on in Illinois. We're going to play that one coming up. That all of a sudden, Pritzker wants to raise taxes. Shocking, Illinois. See, because they're broke as a joke. So you got Whitmer, the Michigander, in trouble. You've got Pritzker, the Illinois governor, in trouble. Cuomo in trouble. Phil Murphy, I'm taking away your rights. That guy, right? We're going to play the lady who is at the county supervisors meeting. I can't remember talking about taking away your rights. That'll be the opening segment of next hour. So you don't want to miss the opening segment of Agenda 21 Radio to hear that, because that's exactly what they're talking about their job, Pritzker's job, Murphy's job. All these governors' jobs are to protect our civil rights, our constitutional rights. They're not about to take away our rights. This is when they've crossed the Rubicon. This is when they've gone over the line. And it's because of a little virus we can't see. That's not any different than any other virus that's out there on the planet that we constantly live in. We live in a soup of viruses, folks. And, you know, it's like Dr. Carson said, we have a brain. Let's use it. Isn't that the greatest line? I think. But Ben Carson, you gotta love the guy. He's just an awesome dude. He's a brain surgeon, of course. Oh, he knows about neurons in brains, synaptic junctions. No myelin. Now listen, he has no myelin in his body. Now you have to understand neurophysiology to get that one. I took a neurophysiology class. In fact, I took two of them. Do you believe that? What in the world would a 20-year-old guy like me back in the day be doing taking neurophysiology? Two times, 1 year of it. Well, you know, I guess it's because I have a brain today, right? And I'm using it. And you are too. You know, these are God-given rights. The government didn't give them to us, and the government can't take them away. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.